This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, we're waking up on a football Friday. I'm Austin Bechtold with you. It's the Fan Early Morning Show. So, James Franklin and the boys from Happy Valley. Well, after Pat Narduzzi came on these airways to address a potential Pitt-Penn State renewing of the rivalry, James Franklin has now weighed in on the Pitt-Penn State scheduling, or really the lack thereof, of the Pitt-Penn State scheduling of a football game. From my friend Carl Ludwig at Pittsburgh Sports Now, my colleague at Pittsburgh Sports Now. A colleague asked Franklin on Thursday night, it was his weekly radio show, if there was a chance that Penn State would renew the series against Pitt, West Virginia, and Syracuse was also thrown in there, in the near future. So Franklin did not sound really interested in scheduling, according to Carl, and any out-of-conference rivals pretty much at this point in time. And he said, quote, the more conference games you play and the less regional the conferences are, then those games become more and more challenging, Franklin said. I mean, that's pretty true. Quote, and then you have to see, do they make sense? Well, the fan followed up by saying that, you know, regional rivalries could help fill Beaver Stadium. Don't know if that's the case. But again, Franklin remained tentative. That shouldn't dictate whether we play them, Franklin said. If it's the right thing to do for our conference, if it's the right thing to do for Penn State, then I'm more than open to doing it. I think our ADs can get a conversation, get on a call, and talk about it. Now, you got to remember that Pat Kraft is the new AD at Penn State. Been there for just over a year now. So it's a different situation than in previous times when the Pitt and Penn State rivalry was last scheduled and last played. So when it comes to the Pitt and Penn State games, Franklin brought up attendance, which is often brought up by the Penn State side, and whether or not it would be a fair exchange, quote-unquote, that makes sense from the Penn State perspective. He said, quote, the thing I do know is when we went and played at Pitt, it was the second largest, if not the largest, sporting event in the history of Heinz Field. And I don't think you can buy a Penn State single game ticket unless you bought their season tickets. And I know a lot of Penn State fans that did do that. So it was a very difficult deal. For us, it was an increase of 2,000 fans. To me, it needs to be an even exchange. It needs to make sense. But I think our AD should get on the phone and work it out. Now, that last part is something, but I think our AD should get on the phone and work it out. It has been seemingly the case that James Franklin has been hesitant for this rivalry to be played, and that, you know, the ball is kind of in his court, and that it's up to the Penn State administration, and James Franklin has a big call that this game is not being played. That's what a lot of people have said, and that's pretty much what Pat Narduzzi insinuated by saying when he talked to Pony and Mueller a couple weeks ago. Quote, you'd have to ask James Franklin. My call is, let's go. We've called. We've asked. So Franklin's saying, I think our AD should get on the phone and work it out. Well, clearly Pitt's called and Pitt is asking. So I'm fully on Pitt's side here. I think, you know, Penn State is the one that does not want the game to be played. I don't know if James Franklin truly means that the AD should get on the phone and work it out. I don't think he wants the game played. I think Pat Narduzzi wants it played. Narduzzi is a competitor. He is somebody, as Jonathan Gannon said in that video with the Arizona Cardinals we talked about earlier this week on the morning show, he has that fire in his belly. He has that will to win. And he doesn't care who's on the other side. Narduzzi's up for the challenge. And I respect that. I really do from Pat Narduzzi. And, you know, Narduzzi mentioned how he knows Pat Kraft. He likes Pat Kraft, the AD at Penn State. So maybe this is something that gets done. But non-conference schedules have already been worked out a lot of them down the line for 5-7 years, at least a couple of games. And with conference realignment continuing to shift everything around, this is just going to be so difficult to make happen. To the point where I hope at some point you just have a Pitt, Penn State, WVU facing off against each other every year. Rotate Cincinnati in there as well. Because, I mean, this conference realignment crap is going to continue to just make things all over the place and spiral it. And, I mean, who knows what's going to be the next result. But this game needs to be played. And I don't know if it's just PR talk from Franklin. It probably is. I mean, does James Franklin really believe this? I don't think so. It would be an increase in 2,000 fans. That's true. Penn State sells out Beaver Stadium all the time. They're going to get 100,000 fans at most games. If Pitt's there, they're going to get 110,000. They had the fourth largest crowd for West Virginia and Beaver Stadium history. I mean, that's what Pitt's going to draw too. So it helps Pitt out more than it does help out Penn State. If they can figure out a way for the tickets to not be a season ticket and make it a single game, even if it is a little bit more expensive, okay, just make the game happen. I mean, it's just a bunch of ridiculousness that this thing is held up the way it is. All because you're not in the same conference and all the money involved. And college football is just becoming so corporate. It's just wild. But it's the reality of football these days. It sucks. It's terrible. I don't like it. But that's just the way that it is right now. And it's going to take probably Penn State giving in a little bit. I know, I would imagine that Heather Lake, in the conversations that I've had with her previously and working basketball games, would be very willing and probably wanting to have these conversations. And Narduzzi said, we've called, we've asked. Let's go. Let's do it. Let's see if this gets going. Final thoughts coming up on the Steelers. Family Morning Show. I'm Austin Bechtel with you, Sports Radio 937 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.